poll, 71% of Americans have deep sympathy for Israelis over Hamas terrorist attacks. By Amy Furr on October 15, 2023. Americans harbor deep sympathy for Israelis after the country was attacked by Hamas terrorists, a CNN poll showed Sunday. The outlet reported 71% of Americans said they felt that way for Israelis following the initial assault on October 7. CNN also noted many of the Americans surveyed felt the Israeli government's military response to the assaults was justified as the war rages. A broad majority also feel at least some sympathy for the Palestinian people. 87%, but fewer feel a lot of sympathy for the Palestinians, 41%. Nearly all Americans, 84%, express at least some sympathy for both Israeli and Palestinian people as they face ongoing fighting, the article read. Nearly 70% of registered voters sided with Israelis compared to Palestinians. Citing a Fox News poll, Breitbart News reported Thursday. The CNN report also highlighted how Americans are feeling about President Joe Biden, D, and the war in Israel. Few Americans express a great deal of trust in Biden to make the right decisions on the situation in Israel. 16%, with about 3 in 10 saying they trust him moderately. 31%, 26% saying they have not much trust and 28% none at all. There are broad partisan gaps, with 80% of Democrats saying they trust Biden a great deal or moderately, compared with 46% of independents and just 13% of Republicans. On Sunday, for the first time, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his emergency unity government, warning that Hamas thought it would break us apart, but, we will break Hamas apart. The Breitbart News report highlighted the fact that Hamas murdered 1,300 Israelis and foreigners living in Israel in a massive terror attack last Saturday, October 7, on the Jewish Sabbath and the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the last festival of the High Holy Day cycle. The terrorists wounded more than 3,600 Israelis and kidnapped between 100 and 200 individuals. On Saturday, Israel's government refused to negotiate with Hamas regarding the release of hostages because its goal is to destroy the organization, per Breitbart News. Zachi Hanagbi, the head of Israel's National Security Council, said that the days of negotiating for hostages were over. While Israel was trying to rescue the hostages, it would not host prisoner exchanges or stop its military operation in Gaza, the article read. The CNN report said its poll was conducted by SSRS from Thursday to Friday with a random national sample of just over 1,000 adults who were surveyed via text. Results for the full sample have a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 4.0 percentage points. It is larger for subgroups, the outlet said.